And like talent, as you were saying, is not going to, like, at some point it can carry you through like the ranks of like age group swimming, but eventually it's going to be your hard work and your mindset that's really going to carry you through it.
Welcome to the Swim Strong Dry Land podcast, where we aim to highlight inspiring people doing amazing things in the Swim Strong family and in the greater swim community. I'm here with Victoria Edgar from Bulls School Sharks, and I'm really excited to dive into her story for everybody here. But first, Victoria, we have to jump into our rapid-fire questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Number one, what superpower would you choose to have? You could have any superpower.
Probably flight. I mean, that's kind of why I chose swimming, because you kind of feel like you're flying in the water. So...
On that note, if you weren't a swimmer, what sport would you be doing?
Probably snowboarding, since I'm from Canada.
Hey, that's awesome. How about favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie? I'd say this movie called Your Name, because every time I watch it, I cry. Or Mulan, because I also cry every time I watch it.
That's awesome. How about your favorite pool to race at?
Probably Toronto Pan Am Sports Center. I like that one. It's really fast pool.
Do you have a favorite pre-meet meal that you go to?
No, I just do whatever.
N-A, I like it. How about a hidden talent that you have that people might not know about?
I mean, I'm pretty good at drawing, so that's hidden talent.
What do you like to draw?
I mean, sometimes I like draw realism and stuff, but also sometimes, I guess I just draw random things. Actually, it's really random.
That's awesome. Yeah. And last but not least, what is your favorite thing about Swim Strong Dryland?
I love how it really helps you have a connection with people like across the country and across like swimming as a sport in general, like especially with the elite camp, like you get to meet so many cool people and like really get inspired to be in the program that like makes you stronger both like physically and mentally, and it grows like your character as a person.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Well, we love having you as a part of the Swim Strong family, Victoria. You did great with the rapid fire questions. Now I want to dive into your story, which is crazy inspiring and unique. And can you talk about how you got into the sport of swimming in the first place? What attracted you to this sport and made you fall in love with it?
So basically, when I was in grade three, this is really funny, but when I was in grade three, I wanted to try out for like every single sport at my school. So like I tried out for basketball, the track team, like volleyball team, like every single team. But then when I got to like the swimming like tryout, I got into every other team. I didn't get into the swim team. And I was really mad about that because, you know, I thought I was great at swimming because I loved swimming, but I didn't have any like actual technical experience with the sport and stuff. So I was really disappointed at my tryouts. But then I told my mom that I wanted to get revenge on these people that didn't put me on the team. So then I went into like a year-long training arc. Really, I just like swam in the pool like once a week, trying to work on like technical stuff, because my mom's friends, they are master swimmers, and they went to the Pan American Games when they were younger as well. Okay. So they helped me kind of just get like the technical side of it done. And then the next year at school, I tried out for the team again and I got in, and then I started club swimming. And I mean, that's where I got into the sport. And also I just really loved the sport even when I was younger, because of that thing that it kind of makes me feel like I'm flying. And you really have like no limits in the pool. You can do whatever like you want with like your body is like free in the water. And I just like the fact that there's like so many things that go into swimming, and the challenge that it brought me just made me really love the sport because I wanted to get better at it.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny too, that you made every other sport team except for the swim team when you're younger. And that was the one that you're like, no, now I'm going to show them and I'm going to come back. And that's, is that a mindset that you've always had? Like, just, you love to prove people wrong, or was that in that specific?
Yeah, definitely. It's been through like my whole career as a human being. You know, first day on the job, I was defying limits. Like in school, like English isn't my first language. And when I first got into school, like my first 4 months at school were really just trying to like prove to people that I can learn English as fast as possible. And also just in school, like now, like I'm proving people wrong every day with working hard.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so talk a little bit about that. So you're talking about how English wasn't your first language. One, for everybody, what is your first language? And two, what was that like trying to learn in a whole nother context?
Well, my first language is Spanish. And basically, my mom just wanted me to have a connection with like my roots, being half Ecuadorian, because in Canada, where I grew up, there weren't that many like Latinos around. So I didn't speak like English at home until I was like 9, maybe. Wow. And my only introduction to English was through school, because my dad also made the effort to speak Spanish at home.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, it was like a little bit hard at first, especially like growing up and going to other places. Like most of my memories, like from when I was younger, are very like limited unless someone else was speaking Spanish to me. Like it was weird because like usually you have like memories of what your teacher said or whatever, but I didn't really have those because I didn't understand them fully. But I was quick to adapt. Now I'm pretty good at English, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. So. I don't think anybody would have any idea that English wasn't your first language if they were meeting you now, which is pretty incredible because you're saying 9 years old, like, is when you first started really like learning it. And that's pretty incredible.
Well, I started learning it when I like first went to school, like when I was 5, but at home I didn't have any English exposure.
Got it. Yeah, that's incredible. And yeah, now it's like you would have absolutely no idea. And talk a little bit about too. So you grew up in Canada. What's your Canadian roots? What's the connection there?
That's just on my dad's side, and I was born there. And yeah, I lived there for 13 years before I moved to the States, in 2021, I believe. So yeah. Yeah.
And then what prompted the move when you guys to go from Canada to the United States and Florida? What was that transition like?
Well, it was mainly, well, my dad works for an American company. So it was like, he also works for the like South American branch of the company. So being in Florida would be much closer to where his job is, but also because of COVID, I didn't swim for a year in between 2020 and 2021. And if I did, it was very like little pool time, and it was spread out in between lockdowns that frequently happened in the province that I lived in Ontario. Mm-hmm. So it was really a career making choice. Was I going to stay somewhere where I didn't get to swim, or was I going to go to the States to, you know, help me get better at swimming and like stop the pause that I had from COVID. Mm-hmm. But also it partially had to do with my dad's job. So
yeah. And how has that been for you? So now you're training at Bulls, and which is like a historically known swimming school and an incredible place to be at. How has your training changed from being when you were in Canada to now being at Bulls? How has that progressed for you?
It's definitely, I think my first year I was in middle school with the middle school coach, and he really had like a distance focused practice regime with like 3,000s for time every 2 months. And I really did not enjoy that because I'm like more of like a sprinter. I dabble in the 200s sometimes, mm-hmm. but I'm really like a sprinter. So I did not like that at all. And I like first 3 months in, I got an injury in my shoulder. I fractured my growth plate. And wow. So I was out for a bit after the end of the season because it was kind of an overuse injury from not swimming for a year to then going full on into 3,000s for time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But then afterwards in my freshman year, it was like a lot more of the training that I was used to, but it was also a lot harder. But one of the things that I like about bowls is that you don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. to mm-hmm. go to practice, because when you go to practice, you're also just going to school. Like practice starts at 6, not 5 in the mornings when we have morning practice. And you just like right after your classes, you just walk to the pool. So it's really convenient and it really helps like manage your schoolwork. So I like really appreciate that about the program.
Yeah. Is it kind of like the idea to have you set up really well for college, like a similar campus feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely like the kind of thing that's going on there. And it's also like a college preparatory school. So like, I feel like, well, personally, I haven't gone to college before, but I hope that it'll, that it'll kind of ease the transition in.
Yeah, no, it sounds awesome. It's definitely more of a college setup where it sounds like you have a lot more freedom than just like going to school for 8 hours a day, sitting through classes. But like, it's kind of like a campus setup and a lot more autonomy, maybe, or ownership. So, which obviously isn't for everybody, but is a great setup for people who are looking to be set up long term for the future. And so that's awesome. And you've done some pretty incredible things in the pool over the last few years. And some of which have been on the national stage. And can you talk a little bit about your progress over the last couple of years? What are things that you feel like you've done to really just take off? I mean, you've really skyrocketed and done some pretty amazing things with just grit, hard work, and a solid mindset. Because, you know, it's not like you're like 10 feet tall and have like the craziest stuff.
Half of 10 feet tall. So
yeah. You would be short by most swimmer standards, and yet Victoria is a speed demon and talked about loving sprinting. And so, which also you have a really unique ability to negative split every race you swim, which I think is pretty funny and awesome to watch. But what's your progress been like? Like, what have you had to do to get to the point where you're making it to US Open or Summer Nationals, different things like that, that you've done? You made Canadian Olympic trials and were a part of a national age group record relay, if I'm remembering correctly, like some pretty incredible things over the last few years. I think that a lot of times people make excuses when they don't have the natural talent gifting, or I'm not that tall, or I'm not that like naturally gifted. Like, I think your biggest talent, in my opinion, is your mindset. But I'm just curious if you can look back at the last couple of years and explain kind of what that path has been like and how you've been so successful.
Yeah, I feel like coming off of COVID, I was in like a really, I was in a plateau. And I had this mindset that I was such a great swimmer, like number one for my age group in the nation in Canada when I was 11 and 10 years old. And I just didn't really know how to come off of that because I was stuck in the same place for like 2 years. And then in my freshman year at the beginning, I kind of made a commitment to myself that I'm going to get out of this slump. I'm going to like work hard in practice, even though I may not really be moving anywhere. I'm going to put in the work and put in the hours to be able to get to where I want to be, because I don't want my performances to be in this place that aren't aligned with my goals and what I just want to be proud of what I do. Mm-hmm. So also I had like my coach freshman year. I love her so much. She helped me kind of reorient the way that I swam the 100 breasts, which is my best event. Like we started off by like picking it apart with doing stroke counts. And then from the stroke counts, like putting the power into the stroke and all of that. And that helped me drop a lot of time. It helped me get my first futures cut. And that was last year in November. And from then on, I was still in this slump in long course, and about, I think it was after like Canadian equivalent of like futures in March, I was like, okay, something isn't working in my training and the way that I'm like putting effort into my training. And I need to change that if I want to get to my goals. So from that point onwards, I just started like, basically I sprinted everything when it came, especially when it came to breaststroke. And then literally 3 weeks after that, I dropped 2 seconds in my 100 breast from the like tapered time that I had at the meet, Canadian Easterns. And then from then, every meet that I had, I dropped 2 more seconds. And then eventually that turned into me getting my like winter juniors cut, and then my summers cut, and then my US Open cut. And like looking back, it's kind of crazy like how much I've been able to improve, but it's really just like a mindset that you have to like be able to lock into your training and just really push it every single day, even if you might not be moving like that. I have some days where I'm like going slower like in backstroke than I am going in breaststroke, and I'll be like crying, but like you just have to like push it through. Because before, like I'd say before last year, I sucked at training. Like I really sucked at training. I'd be like last person in the lane all the time. And even after like moving up, I am like in the back of the lane, but there are moments where I can get to like being in the top few spots in the lane or even leading the lane. And it's just that progression that you do in your training that'll really help like go translate into competition. Like my best time this time last year was a 117 in the long course 100 breast. And yesterday in practice, like off a dive, I literally went a 113.
Like, that's so awesome.
So you have to like, you have to find the equation of like implementing your training and knowing how that's going to translate into a competition. And also just like getting stronger. Like that's what Swim Strong is about. You have to swim strongly.
Yes. I love that. But yeah, that's what you're saying too is pretty incredible. Like that going from being like an age group phenom, if you will, when you're like 10, 11 years old, is really hard for a lot of people, because you can have like natural talent shows when you're young, but then like there's, as you like grow and develop, things change a lot. Your mindset has to change, your work ethic. Other people start to grow. Other people start to figure it out and everything like that. And a lot of times you see people just like give up when they're like, oh, I'm not the best anymore. So you have to have like an internal drive and a confidence that doesn't just come from winning, right? Winning can help build confidence, but it has to come from within you. So whether you're the worst one in the group that you get moved up to, or you're the best one and you're breaking national age group records, or you're best on your team, or whatever it is, confidence comes from within, and you have this desire to like do everything that people say you can't do and be the best that you can possibly be. And you know, it's like just interesting. Go ahead.
Last season, I had no business putting on my like goal sheet, I want to go 112. I ended up going a 111 at the end of the season. So I say, so awesome. Set your goals as high as you can, because you never know what's going to happen. And if you like wake up every day, like see that time on your wall, you're going to like know what your purpose for the day is. And you're going to know, like, this is what I have to do in practice in order to reach that goal. And like, talent, as you were saying, is not going to, like, at some point it can carry you through like the ranks of like age group swimming, but eventually it's going to be your hard work and your mindset that's really going to carry you through it.
Yeah. And you talked about Swimstrong. I'm curious to hear your perspective. So, because I think you're part of the small group team, which an individual can do on their own, but it's really difficult. I mean, you have to have a really great mindset to be able to accomplish something where you're like, hey, I'm already doing all this stuff with my team, and now I want to do this. What additional can I get? What am I missing? What can I get to be the best I can possibly be? And what was your mindset in the beginning when you were thinking about doing this or not?
Well, I was the most worried about how it was going to be with school, because Bulls is a really hard school. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. There are even some days still like where I just can't get to like doing the small group program because I have so much homework to do, but it's just finding the time. And like, I remember you posted like this thing a few weeks ago or a few days ago where you were like, no one wants to do anything hard, but if you're given the choice between like playing video games or like doing your workout, you should do your workout because it's what's going to help you get better. Like with my program at Bowls, like our like dry land weight sessions are mainly the strength aspect. So Swimstrong really helps me with the mobility and like really specific strength aspects of like getting stronger.
Yeah.
So I'm mainly able to do those sessions like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today. Yeah. Wednesdays when I'm not drowned in a sea of English and history assignments.
Yeah. So. It's about, I mean, you're right. Like it's a balance, and depending on what school you go to, depending on your workload, depending on your family situation, social situation, life situation, there's so many different things that could either be excuses or things that can be just opportunities for you to grow. Right. I always look, adversity or roadblocks or challenges to me is an opportunity to be great, because every time you're given an opportunity to stop or slow down or take the easy path, that's what most people would do. And when you don't, when you take it as an opportunity to let me choose to grow here. Growth usually happens through discomfort. Growth is not through something that's easy. Nobody has ever grown when things were super easy and comfortable. And I think that's just a testament to you with the things that you have gone through in your life. You have that mindset from learning, having to learn English at a young age, improving yourself in school, up to like just how to manage your time as a really busy, high caliber student and student athlete. I think that's great for people to hear. And it's just honest. Like you're just being honest about, look, I don't have time every single, there are some days where the homework is just crazy.
There are some days where I'll stay till 11 and there would be like Tuesday nights. Those are my off days because sometimes I'll have homework that spans till 11 and having that like extra hour of like doing a workout into morning practice the next day just wouldn't be smart, because you also have to prioritize your like muscle recovery. Like sometimes having that like rest after working at something else is better than just having 4 hours of sleep. Like that wouldn't make sense.
Running yourself into the ground. Yeah, I think that's like, sometimes we're in a culture where everything's just about like, just like 24/7 grinds. Like, no, that's actually dumb.
You can have some aspect of grind, but like grinding every day makes you in like pulverizes you.
Yeah.
That's why you grind things to make them into powder. So don't do that with yourself. Don't do that with yourself.
Yeah, it's like a strategic grind. A part of the grind is the recovery grind, which takes discipline. For some people, the recovery grind and injury prevention grind and the mental and nutritional grind takes a lot more effort and work than just physically doing something. And so part of that is knowing when, okay, should I get an extra hour or two of sleep, or should I just like work hard right now, get only 3-4 hours and, you know, wake up tomorrow even more tired. And it's like, yeah, sometimes you got to make that choice. And I think people don't really understand that, because what, you know, and we try to put things out like that so people understand, like, it's so much bigger than just like the work that you do. The work you do is important. Like, don't get me wrong, it's super important, but it's not everything. There's so much more than just that. And a lot of times the only thing you'll see on social media is just 24/7 grind. I don't sleep. I don't take days off. It's like, okay, well, you certainly are lying. Number one. Second of all, that's very unhealthy mentally and physically. And so I just think it's refreshing to have someone be honest, like, about what the entire process looks like. It's not about perfection. It's about the majority of the time when you're faced with decisions, choosing the challenging road, but also choosing the smart road at the same time. It's a nice combination.
Like choosing the best option for you, both like physically, mentally, and for your long-term development. Because if you take all of these like 4-hour sleep days, eventually you're just going to be burnt out. And it's like the thing I also wanted to like touch on, the thing that you said with like injury prevention, like eighth grade year coming here, I had an injury almost every single month. Like, it was terrible. I did not focus on my injury prevention because I was kind of like wallowing in my misery of, you know, coming off of COVID and moving countries.
Fair enough.
And then like January of 2022, I got into a major car accident. So even after like progressing, I just kept having like these slumps in my progress. But like the thing was, like, you need to focus on yourself sometimes and not constantly be on the grind, because the grind can also grind your shoulders and grind your knees. And
yeah, no, it's such a good point. It's such a good point that I want more people to know about, talk about, be educated on. It's our culture is in this spot where we make everybody believe like we're working 24, you have to work 24/7 to be successful. And that's just not true. And if that was true, I wouldn't want to be successful, because that's not a life worth living. You know, like, that's not a life.
It would be miserable. Like, it'd be so miserable. Like, you have to find enjoyment in the things. Like, even for me, doing like Dryland after school is like an enjoyable thing. It's like a nice relaxer. Not really, because my muscles aren't relaxing, but everything's relaxing. So yeah. Yes. Like, you have to be able to enjoy the grind that you make for yourself. Like, if you're not enjoying it, and if your body's not enjoying it, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that joy piece, that's the driving force behind everything, in my opinion. Like, if you just hate every moment of like what you're doing, then I'm not saying that there's not challenging things that you, or things you don't want to do, but like, if you're like, I don't even see this as worth it, what's on the other side is, it doesn't even bring me joy, then you're definitely not going to like the training before it. So being able to, but if you can get to the point where you're like Victoria is saying, be able to enjoy things that maybe you didn't even used to enjoy, but you're like, I love this because I know how it makes me feel after. I know it's moving me towards my goals. I know it's growing me as a person. I know it's developing my mindset and my character. Like, that's, you get to the point where you have this different mindset that you've developed where you're like, I love hard work now.
It's like romanticizing your life in the best way possible. Like, I like to think of myself as I'm in a documentary, and then it's like, you know, it's like romanticizing those moments, like with like intense background music. Like,
that's awesome. But that's like, that is what is inspiring to people, right? The things that nobody else wants to do, that you're consistent with doing behind the scenes. Everybody wants the bright lights that comes from that. But what makes movies great, for example, like you're saying, or a documentary, is all the struggle along the way. Like, what's cool about the story isn't the medals or the records or the podium finishes. What's cool about the story is what you did to get there, and the challenges you overcame, and the person you, and, you know, winning is fun too, for sure, but you can't just skip to that. And so I think that's, really good points and awesome mindset to have. And for you, kind of looking forward, what are some of the goals that you have over the next couple of years leading into, you know, end of high school and into college? Are you looking to college swim? Do you have some big goals for this year? What's your mind on?
Well, definitely I need to expand my horizons and like the race kind of thing with like, cause you know, recruiting also focuses a lot on like your power index and stuff. And, you know, in order to go to like some places that I think would align with my goals for the future, I definitely need to work on that. So I have a meet next weekend to hopefully see how my hard work has been paying off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of things also that like come with that is that like before starting swimming, I had like a really abrupt uprising into like swimming. So I didn't get the chance to like develop a lot of my other strokes other than breaststroke, but I am working on that a lot every single day, even if some days it's not going to work out. yeah, with that, hopefully will help with the college process. And I mean, I guess that's coming up because June 15th or whatever it is, that's the date that,
yeah, it'll be a wild one.
Yeah. And I guess just short-term goals would be for trials in May. I just really want to perform my best. I obviously have like certain goals to maybe make junior pan packs. That'd be great. But it's going to be my first trials. So I really just want to perform my best in that stage of competition. I think with the past few meets that I've gone to, like the Pro Series and the US Open, they've really helped me prepare for that like type of stage in competition. So it's really just going to be, what can I do in between now and then to get to the times that I need to get to? I mean, it was great. Untapered meet last, I think, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago at sectionals, I matched my best time. So that was a great thing. So it's just really hoping.
Yeah.
And knowing that my hard work will be able to pay off at those points in order to get to the place that I want to get to.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, June 15th will be crazy for sure. I'm sure there'll be a lot of colleges knocking at your door. And you have a big time future ahead of you, not only in the sport, but in all of life. With the mindset you have, it's something super rare. It's an absolute joy to get to work with you. You also have, for people who don't know you very well, they're missing out on a hilarious sense of humor. The more I've gotten to know you over the last couple of years, crack me up every time we get to talk on the pool deck. And so I would definitely encourage people to get to know you more on a personal level. One final question I have for you though. And this is one I like asking just cause I'm curious what you would say. If you could say one thing to your younger self, who's been through all kinds of adversity and you are where you are now, still going through all different types of adversity, but with a different perspective, what's something you would share with your younger self in some of your most challenging times, or to somebody else who's going through something similar to what you had to go through? What would just be like a piece of advice or just a thought you would give to anybody in that situation?
Well, just as Pipple said, to anybody going through tough times, believe me, I've been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that.
So, that's awesome. Real time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just life gets hard, but life is like a wave of bad stuff, a wave of good stuff. But in the end, you just have to see, like, your positive moments will always outweigh the negatives. But you have like this thing in your brain where your brain retains negative experiences more than it does positive experiences. And because of that, you tend to have a more negative outlook on life. but you need to understand that the more you push through adversity and the more you push through the pain, like the better your results are going to be and the more happy you're going to be, because you're going to find enjoyment in pushing through the pain, because you know that there's going to be a good reward at the end of it. Like, let's say you do 5 pushups, and every time you do 5 pushups, you get a cookie. Well, guess what? You're going to like doing pushups because you're going to get cookies. So cookies are for closers, and you need to start closing in. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's all. Cookies are for closers. There's a movie where they talk about coffee is for closers. I like cookies are for closers a lot better.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that's like from a Boss Baby ad.
That's amazing. Yeah. That mindset is definitely killer, to where any of the negative and challenging things that happen in life, if you can reframe them to be like, hey, this is happening to me for a specific purpose that I can – if I can see it differently, see it as an opportunity as opposed to just like a bad thing, or see it as a way to grow as opposed to just a bad thing. It really does come down to how we choose to view the things that happen to us in life. And I think that is something that I can't stress enough to everybody watching, listening, that you really do get to choose how you frame every situation in your life, even the craziest situations that are so hard and you don't know why it's happening. You know, there's still positive that can come from it. Doesn't mean it's easy. A lot of times it's not at all. But there are good things and growth that can come from every life situation. And Victoria, you are living proof of that. Constantly going through all kinds of different things, continuing to challenge yourself, never allowing yourself to stay down, always moving forward, always looking for ways to be the best version of yourself that you can be, both in the pool and out of the pool.
You just have to live with no regrets, honestly. Like, not YOLO, but like, you live to live with no regrets. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we really appreciate you being a part of the Swim Strong family. You add so much to all the people who come across your path, including myself. I'm super grateful for your time on here today. Thank you so much for being on here, Victoria. And we're going to be going crazy for you here with trials coming up and all the goals that you have.
Thank you so much for having me on there. And thank you for this opportunity.
You got it. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to our YouTube channel to catch a new episode each Monday. You can also check us out on social media at SwimStrongDryland. If you would like to join the Swim Strong family, visit our website at swimstrongdryland.com.